I hope you know about Zach Theater. It's one of Austin's premier groups of theater producers, and they do the most amazing shows down there. And they pick some really, really great things for families, and this one is one that's going on right now. It's called Mary Poppins. You've heard of it. It was on Broadway forever, and it was made into a movie, and it starred Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. That was what his name was. Yep, Mr. Chimperchuru. And we've got a show going on. We've got two good-looking kids here. We've got Alan Robertson is at the piano, and he's the director of the musical side of the things. And, of course, it's a musical. And Anderson Zoll is here with his blonde hair and a beautiful young girl named Scarlett Craig is going to be playing the part of Jane Banks. So, well, let's talk to you guys. Is the show happening right now? Has it started at Zach Scott?
Yes, opening night was a few weeks ago.
Okay, so it's going to run for how long?
Until September 4th.
Oh, so we've got almost a month to see it. That's great. And so, well, let's find out, among other things, aside from the fact that you are so beautiful, how old are you, my dear?
I'm 11.
11? Oh, my goodness. You're going to have a wonderful life. And then I bet you can sing pretty well, too. And Anderson, how old are you?
I'm also 11.
You're both 11-year-olds. Okay, well, I'm anxious to hear you. Is there a song that they're going to sing? Tell us about your song. What happens in the show when you hear this song?
Well, this song, they're looking for a nanny because Jane and Michael are bratty children, and all the nannies that they get run away. So they have a criteria of what kind of nanny they want.
Okay, so let's hear with great attention what they have to say.
If you want this choice position, have a cheery disposition, rosy cheeks, no warts,
that's the part I put in.
Play games, all sorts, you must be kind, you must be witty, very sweet and fairly pretty. Take us on outings, give us treats.
Sing songs, bring sweets. Never be cross or cruel. Never feed us castor oil or gruel.
Blech! Love us as a son and daughter.
And never smell of barley water.
I put that fit in too.
If you won't scold and dominate us, we will never give you cause to hate us. We won't hide your spectacles so you can't see.
Put toads in your bed or pepper in your tea.
Hurry, nanny, many thanks. Sincerely,
Jane
and Michael
Banks.
Pretty darn cool. And, you know, it's a reminder that kids everywhere can be kids. And even the polite English variety. And so does this take place in England? I believe it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
London, England, about London. What, 1880 or something? What would you say?
About 1910 or so.
1910, somewhere in there, yep. Okay, and well, I'm ready to meet. Are you going to do another number, you kids? Are you going to? Jill Blackwood is coming forth. And Jill has been so many splendid, splendid characters down at Zach's Theater. You saw her as she played the Deborah Carr role in King and I. Just that was one of the most spectacular productions. My goodness,
thank
it was
you.
So beautiful, and you danced so beautifully, and it was just I loved that show. And
well, so, I think you'll enjoy this one, John.
You think? It's will pretty, I enjoy it as much?
You might.
Okay. Well, I know the music's pretty darn good.
Yes, it is. And we have a wonderful design team. Michelle Habeck on lighting. Cliff Simon has done the set. And Stephanie Busing has designed a series of projections. And to me, it looks like just a beautiful old pop-up book that's come to life on stage.
Boy.
And it's really lovely. And we've got an amazing cast, as you've heard. The children are amazing.
They're pretty darn
good.
Some
wonderful dancing, big choral singing.
So are there more kids than these two? Are these two the main
well,
kids?
Well, we have a total of four kids, two girls playing Jane, two playing Michael, and they're all fabulous. And wonderful. They are, I mean, total pros because they are on stage almost the entire show. I mean, I'm Mary Poppins and I'm on stage most of the time, but even when I'm off, they're
on
stage.
They're on stage.
So they are really on the ball. This is a huge role for them, and they've just been complete professionals. So
wow.
We're all very proud of them.
Well, Jill, what are you going to sing us a number today?
I'm going to sing a song. It's After I've First Arrived.
So you're the new nanny. That's
I'm
the idea.
New nanny.
Okay.
So I've just arrived, and I've come into their nursery.
By the time the wind has blown the weather vane around, I'll show you if I can. No matter what the circumstance, for one thing I'm renowned. My character is spit, spot, spick, and span.
What about your measurement, Mary Poppins?
I'm practically perfect in every way.
Practically perfect.
So people say. Each virtue virtually knows no bond. Each trait is great and patently sound. I'm practically perfect from head to toe. If I had a fault, it would never dare to show. I'm so practically perfect in every way. Oh, lovely. Both prim and proper and never too stern. Well educated, yet willing to learn. I'm clean and honest, my manner refined. And I wear shoes of the sensible kind. I suffer no nonsense, and whilst I remain, there's nothing else I feel I need explain. I'm practically perfect in every way. Practically perfect, that's my forte. Uncanny nannies are hard to find. Unique yet meek, unspeakably kind. I'm practically perfect, not slightly soiled. Running like an engine that's just been freshly oiled. I'm so practically perfect in every way. Well, those are my credentials. Perhaps you have a few questions.
Not temperamental.
Never.
Not grouchy or gruff.
Oh, the very thought.
Will you stay tender when the going gets tough?
Quite the contrary.
Do you read stories without a big fuss?
Mm-hmm.
Or have objections to playing with us?
Oh, I like games, but I choose them. Some minor improvements may not go amiss, but at all times you must remember this.
You're practically perfect in every way.
I guarantee.
Practically perfect, we hope you'll stay.
Each virtue virtually knows no bond. Each trait is great
and patently sound.
Patently sound. Spit spot. I'm practically perfect, and here's my aim. By the time I leave here, you both will be the same. You'll be practically perfect.
Be practically perfect in every way.
If you told me that I had been listening to the movie version or the Broadway version, or I swear this is as good as it can possibly be. Jill Blackwood as Mary Poppins, and our two wonderful children are Anderson Zoll, who plays the boy, Michael is your name, right? And Scarlett Craig is the girl playing Jane Banks. And so they're the two Banks children and their new nanny. I learned a new thing. I've always said spick and spam, but it's spick and span. Now I remember the orange. Do you remember the orange box with blue letters, spick and span? But I still think it's spick and span.
Yeah.
You know what
that
spam is?
Before their time, I don't know.
They don't. Jill, do you even remember spick and span?
Well, I've heard spick and span.
But do you know the box with spick and span?
I don't know if I remember the box.
Well, it's not your generation anyway. There is it's a cleaner. Spick and span. Okay, well, anyway, we're with the cast of Mary Poppins. It's a fantastic show going on down at Zach Theater, and you're going to get your tickets through Zach Theater. Alan Robertson is the music director, and there's going to be an orchestra, and there's going to be fun galore. How many are in the cast all together?
It's 24, and this cast is amazing. I joke that I had to be the lead because I'm not talented enough to be in the ensemble, because they are all, so many of them, triple threats, you know, very strong singers, dancers. One night, there are two particular numbers where the audience stood up after two of the dance numbers. Supercalifragilistic, we've got a lot going on there, and Step in Time, big tap number. So it's a lot of fun for everyone. A lot of stuff to see.
All right, so what else do we have here from Zach Theater?
We have Matthew Redden playing Bert.
Matthew Redden, whom you've seen in many roles down at Zach, and he is so good at so many things. I just can't admire him enough. And he's a tall one too. You look even taller than I am, I think.
How tall are you?
How tall are you?
6'4".
You're taller than I am. Yep. The two of you make a great-looking couple together, Mary Poppins, and your part is Chim Chim.
Bert.
Bert is
he's Mary's sidekick.
Yes, but he's the chimney sweep.
I have multiple jobs, but I kind of help Mary take the kids on their adventures.
Matthew, are you a real person or?
Yes, that's kind of.
There's a little bit of mysterious and magical sense about it.
Okay.
You know, these two characters who maybe come in and out of time to step in and help families.
So there is a little bit of magic in this show.
Oh, there's definitely some magic in the show.
Oh, we've got to have magic in there.
Yes.
Okay, so now you guys are going to do a number together?
Yeah, so this is the end of the first act, and Mary and Bert find themselves on the rooftop.
And I'm heading out. I'm leaving the children for a while. They need to learn a lesson before I come back.
It seems like this has happened before. This is a little tune they always sing. It seems like they know it.
We meet on the rooftops. Yep. I fly up there.
That's right. You've got a magic umbrella, right?
I do.
You can float to the top of the roof.
Yeah.
By magic. Wow. Okay, let's go.
Now as the ladder of life has been sprung, you may think the sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this old wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiree, a sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo,
good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you.
Or blow me a kiss,
Bert,
and that's lucky too.
And that's a beautiful, wistful song about the chimney sweeping. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I read in William Blake's writings, there was a story about the chimney sweeps in London in the 18th century and how tragic their lives were, because they would have these little boys that were like, you know, six or seven years old, and they were small enough to still go in and out of chimneys and clean them up. But they were exposed to such horrible pollution in the chimneys that they died at very early ages. Sure. It was just tragic.
Well,
but
in
anyway,
our show, they're very heavy. Maybe they have a good workers union or something. They're all adults, and they're fabulous tap dancers. So,
well, that sounds like
no chimney sweeps were hurt in the making of.
Okay, there we go, Jill. You're just, she's just too good. She's too good.
And I don't know if you did the for a lot of children who are, you know, have the movie memorized and are coming to the show is actually a lot of it based on the books by P.L. Travers. So it's a lot of the big numbers are still in there, but it's a little bit different than the movie. There's characters that were in the books
that didn't get into the movie.
That are not in the movie, but are in the musical.
So we get the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Yep. So the books were written by an Englishman or an American?
A woman, P.L. Travers, and she actually was not too fond of the movie. And so in order to get the rights, Cameron Mackintosh and Disney, you know, theatricals, they had to go back to the storybooks and incorporate that.
I see.
For her to give the rights.
For her to give
the
rights.
So she...
But I think it's really, I mean, I really like it. I think it's got a really good story, good message.
Well, I know it's got good music, and so let's have another song.
In every job that must be done, there's an element of fun. You find the fun and snap. The job's a game, and every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. The honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip of every flower that they sip,
and hence
they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. Spit spot.
All that it takes is a spark, then something as plain as a park becomes a wonderland. Come on! All you have to do is look anew, then you'll understand why it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your art so light.
Oh, really?
When the day is grey and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh,
happiness is blooming all around us. The daffodils are smiling at the dove.
I haven't the faintest idea.
When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You've enough brass for all of us.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
Trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's exactly what I needed. Okay. Jill Blackwood as Mary Poppins in the Zach production of Mary Poppins, which is running through September 4th.
Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday and some Saturdays at 2:30.
Okay, you've got to go to zachtheater.org, re.org, and find out what day you can go and get your tickets. All your family has to go to this one, so we'll see you down there at Zach Theater. It's been a real treat. We've had the spectacular Jill Blackwood did you hear how clear she was? Every note pitch perfect, and just diction, an example could not be better set for children everywhere and adults everywhere. And as far as a Broadway singing voice, I think you just set the standard. As far as I'm concerned, I think you're just as good as you can get. And Matthew Redden is playing the part of Bert, and he is just as good in his own way. And so thank you, Matthew, for your part today. And we also had from two wonderful children, Scarlett Craig, who plays the part of Jane Banks, and also Anderson Zoll playing the part of Michael Banks. And they're both excellent, excellent. So congratulations, kiddos, and all the other people that are involved in the Zach production. So get down there and see the show. Get your tickets at zachtheatre.org.
Or you can call 512-476-0541.
Yes, they do still have a telephone down there.
Yes, they
okay,
do.
Thank
they
you do. So much, and thanks
They're
to
nice
Alan
folks
Robertson.
At the box office.
Okay,
talk
and
to you on the phone.
Our musical director is Alan Robertson, and he'll have a band with him. Thank you, Alan. Okay, and our wonderful engineer, Jake Perlman, thank you so much for coming in, and it's been a real treat. This is KUTX 98.9.